Hi everyone, this is Teresa Aker from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. It's my privilege today to introduce you to Mike Therese. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good.
I'm glad you're here
Thank you.
today.
Thank
So
you for
Mike's
having me.
gonna
I'm very excited to be here.
Oh yeah, my pleasure. So Mike's gonna talk to us today about real estate and the market and what he's doing. So let's start at the beginning, Mike. What got you into real estate?
Nothing really, I wouldn't say, got me into real estate. Back in the day, I was never really a your 9 to 5 type person. I always had a very strong work ethic and drive. So I wanted to transform that into building something for myself. People all the time, why did they get into real estate? Everyone always says the same answers. We love helping people. We're passionate about homes, seeing homes, and I'm a real people person. It's always the most, to me, it's just a generic response that most people give. But in reality, real estate's hard, especially when you're just starting out. It's very difficult to make it into a career. And I find most people get into the business or try to get into the business because they, A, either hear that the money is great, which it is if you're successful at it, and they think it's easy. At the get-go, people get out of the gate, they get licensed, they have no idea what they're doing, where to go when they wake up in the morning, what am I supposed to do? So until you build a client base, develop systems that kind of end up working for you so you don't have to work as hard, build a solid referral network. Once you have all those kind of systems in place, it does get easier and it just becomes routine at that point. But starting out, there's nothing harder, I'd say, career-wise than starting out than real estate, because everyone gets licensed and they give you a little certificate and piece of paper and they don't tell you what to do after the fact. But again, I enjoy working long hours. I do the challenge and the focus-based mindset that comes with real estate. I've always wanted to build a brand, a reputation for myself. And as I was very fortunate when I got into real estate that my father has always been an industry leader for a long time. Coming from owning Century 21 and RE/MAX franchisers, I always had the rare opportunity of being mentored by him. And he guided me in the right directions, not really handing clients or anything like that per se, but taught me how to draft offers properly, negotiate effectively. Showed me kind of the ins and outs of all the legal aspects of real estate as well, and how to read and understand and explain contracts from a legal standpoint, because a lot of people don't necessarily know what they mean beyond the little clauses that are written. So it gave me a lot of clarity, and I really did focus a majority of my time understanding and learning the law before I try to focus on finding clients, because at the end of the day, it's their biggest investment of their life. They need to trust the person that's representing them. And if I'm a new agent, I don't have that to explain to them that I'm the one to choose, because at that time, there's obviously better options for sure.
I do know your dad. You have a great, you're lucky to have someone who knows what he's doing. He's always had a great reputation in the business and done very well. So that's excellent. Absolutely.
He's 100% the reason why I know as much as I do today, for sure.
Absolutely. And I see, as you have behind you, Homes by Gerace. I know you had to build up your business. And you talked about when you started, it's not easy. You have to build your referrals, you have to build your business base, you have to do that. And a lot of people, I think, come into the market, Mike, and you may or may not agree, but they think it's going to be easy. They're going to make money right away. In fact, it takes a long time. Even if they sell a house, they have to wait till a closing date comes. So I'm thinking it's probably about 6 months, a good 6 months before they start building even a monetary base. So from your experience as a new, you're not new, but when they're new, it's not as quick as they think it is. Is that right?
Stats have been the same since day one. They say about 80% of newly licensed realtors don't make it 2 years. Because, like I said, everyone gets into the business thinking that it's easy, or they immediately know a family member that's looking to list and sell their house and buy a new one. So they think, oh, I'll just get my license. I can represent them and I'll make a quick buck. But it's not until you realize that building a client base, farming yourself in different areas, infiltrating network groups to build a clientele and getting, like I said, all your CRM systems in place that work for you, keeping up keeping buyers up to date with what's going on, it's very hard starting out. As long as you're willing to put in the hours and the work, most people do end up making it a very solid career. And again, the people that got into it thinking it was easy, they find out very quickly that it's not. Most realtors end up either kind of leaving the business once they realize that maybe it's not, they weren't cut out for it, or mostly they join teams because teams obviously have systems in place that kind of help and give them leads and referrals and clients to get started.
How long have you been in business for, Mike?
I'm in my 16th year now.
So well done. And I know you're a
Yeah.
seasoned representative. I know you do very well in the industry. And I know all the business that you do, your clients I know are probably thrilled to be with you. And you probably get a lot of referrals by now, too. So that's excellent.
90% of my business is strictly referrals.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well done. Now, when you're out doing business, you mentioned you work long hours, so you really have to be dedicated to your career.
Right.
And if you're out there and you're doing these long hours, when you're working with clients, you have to really know you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be ready for them, you have to know what you're doing. So all of those things, really, you have to stay sharp. So when I say that, what do you do outside of real estate that allows you to decompress? What does Mike do?
On a personal level,
Yeah.
I golf.
Oh, nice. Very
Yeah.
nice.
Like I said at the beginning, real estate's a lot of hours, it's a lot of hard work, but it also, if you can build it into a business that's successful, it allows you the freedom to more or less essentially do whatever you want whenever you want. A lot of times it does make things difficult as well, because sometimes you do have plans or want to make plans. So you always have to time block for your own personal time. And it's good on the mind too to decompress and relax at certain times so you're not getting burnt out or overwhelmed or stressed. But it definitely is a very stressful business, judging by the gray hairs that I now have and once did not.
You're a young guy. You got a long way to go, Mike. Which brings me to another question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years, I've never really thought about it. I go day by day. Everyone has goals and ambitions and plans for retirement and stuff like that. I don't think I would handle retirement too well. Like I said, I have very good drive and ambition that I enjoy being as busy as I am, that when I do have some downtime, I get bored. So as far as where I see myself in 5 years, probably in the same position I'm in now because I enjoy what I do.
Wonderful. Oh, that's good. That was a good answer. Because a lot of people don't really, as you said, you don't always think about the future, but you have to have a plan. And that's why I
Like I
asked that.
said, if I wanted to make up a kind of a fake answer, everyone would just say win the lottery and retire and move down south and live on the beach. But
Mike, that's my retirement plan. You can't have that
that's
one.
everyone's retirement plans. Pipe dreams for all.
Right? Excellent. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about your company, just in behind in general. What I see Homes by DeRace in behind you. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Homes by DeRace is just my branding.
Okay.
Obviously, we're Urban Landmark Realty, founded by my father and his ex-partner. And then once I got into the business, everyone kind of want to make a brand for themselves. Still, you want to have a big presence with Urban Landmark for sure. But building your own little personal brand helps people really interact and relate more with you on a personal level than saying, "Oh, I'm with Urban Landmark Realty." You say, "Okay, I'm Mike Gerace with Homes by Drace." So it gives you like a company feel with a personal level of service too.
Oh, I like that. And you get to be in control of where your direction is going with that too.
And again,
Continue.
too, personal brands are personal brands. When I got into the business, like I said before, I didn't have the knowledge that I do today. So back then, it was like a quick decision. Oh my God, I got to make a brand. I got to get my name out there. So I was like,
Yeah.
okay, I'm in real estate. Real estate has homes. My last name's Gerace. I might as well just put those two together and away I go. If I had to sit back and do it again today, the name might be a little bit different, but I've stuck with it because once you design it, you can do rebrands for like colors and logos and stuff like that. But the name has to stay because it's the name that everyone knows and associates with me.
Excellent. I like that. And I see some dogs in behind you. on the pictures.
Yes, I have a Frenchie and a Jack Russell.
Wonderful. And what are their names?
Milo and Jack.
Milo and Jack.
Milo is the Jack Russell and Jack is the Frenchie.
Oh, very nice. So you have to take care of them on the side too, Mike.
I'm with them every second I can be.
I love it. They're important animals. I have a cat. Her name's Jewel, and she's just my life too. We do that, right? We
I
do
even
that.
have people that ask me all the time, even on just on weekends, say, hey, come out for dinner or come out for a drink. And I always tell them I have to ask my dogs if it's okay with them, then I'll be there. If they say no, I'm staying home with them. But no, I'm much happier spending my free time with them than I am doing anything else.
That's wonderful. Animals are great. I think they give us longevity too, Mike, and they're part of the family.
Those two are my life.
Yeah, and they're part of the family. That's what they become.
And either when they're together, they're either fighting or cuddling. They're inseparable, those two.
I love it. Now, I've seen you on social media. I know you
Yes.
have Facebook for sure, and you have Instagram. Is there anywhere else that you are, Mike, that people can look for you?
I do have YouTube. I
Okay.
don't utilize it as much as I should. That is actually on the list to bring that more into focus in 2025. But again, I always revert back to I am very busy with referrals, but I always find that to have a solid YouTube channel, gain the subscribers that you need to make it effective, in all honesty, it's a full-time job in itself. So if I'm focusing too much time on that, I'm not really focusing my time where it needs to be, in a sense.
I agree with that. I
But
agree
I
with
do
that.
post like virtual tours and stuff like that. And little personal branding videos that I do because I do have a content company as well, where I do a lot of my own photography and videography, content creation and editing. So many times I have like little stuff like that. I will post it to YouTube in that sense. But to do like a face-to-face interactive videos, I don't have the time to do that. I would like to do it more, but it's not in the cards right now.
And the most your big priority is your customers, your clients in real estate. I certainly understand that. So I'm thinking, so if the best per where if somebody wanted to reach you right now today, Mike, what's the best place to reach you?
Best place to reach me,
Yes.
sell an email. I have that stuff plastered everywhere. I've never had someone say they were trying to get a hold of me and couldn't find a way.
Sure.
And my response time, I express this countlessly to all of our agents. Other agents, people I talk to, we're in the type of industry where people need to reach us. When people need to reach us, it's not, oh, they didn't answer. They'll call me back later today or tomorrow or next week. I take very huge pride in that I'll answer my phone if I can. If I'm with another client or something, I can't obviously answer it, but I will either send a quick text. Just letting them know that I'll get back to them as soon as I can. Or I try to make my response time to anything, whether it's text, phone calls, emails, Instagram DMs. My personal time frame is about 5 minutes.
Okay.
If it's personal, if it's family or friends, I'll get back to it whenever I feel like it. But when it's clients, 5 minutes is pretty much my response time. And I take very big pride on that. Nothing's more frustrating than trying to reach a realtor, and sure, like I just said, people can't answer at all times. But when they're calling me back 6, 7, 8 hours later, or the next day, or I have to follow up with them again, that is very frustrating because most of the time, if I'm trying to reach them, I have questions or I need answers or my clients need something. So again, it's not really a direct reflection on myself if I'm doing my part of my job trying to reach them. But then when my clients are continuously bugging me for those answers, and I have to say, I haven't heard back from them. To them, we work in the same industry, so it does look poorly on myself. And that's just my personally how I feel it looks. I'm sure it doesn't to them. They know I'm working diligently, but I find that very frustrating. But yeah, advertising and posting, cell numbers, emails, very huge for me.
Excellent. You're very professional, Mike, and I can tell that they work with you and you know what you're doing. And truly, being as professional as you are, it just shines right through. So no wonder you're a success, Mike.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So it was my pleasure to have you on today. I have another question for you, Mike.
Okay.
Will you come back and do another show with me?
Absolutely.
It would be my pleasure to have you back,
Any
my friend.
time.
Absolutely. And to everyone else, this is Mike Gerace with Homes by Gerace. You'll be able to find him. I'm going to have all his information here. There'll be no problem. You'll be able to connect with him directly. If you can't, for any reason, I'm happy to get your information over to Mike. Other than that, thank you again, Mike. To everyone else, this is Teresa Aker from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. Do subscribe to Mike's YouTube channel. Go over to all his social media. Please subscribe to my channel. I hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.